Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The SBL Study Bible is a major reference edition created under the auspices of the Society of Biblical Literature, a leading scholarly organization in the field. Designed to serve both serious readers and curious newcomers, it aims to make modern academic study of the Bible accessible without requiring specialized training. The volume typically features a contemporary translation paired with extensive study tools such as book introductions, explanatory notes, maps, timelines, and thematic essays that illuminate historical context, literary form, and interpretive debates. Rather than promoting a single denominational viewpoint, it emphasizes evidence-based scholarship and the diversity of perspectives found in biblical studies. Readers can expect help with navigating ancient Near Eastern and Greco-Roman backgrounds, understanding how biblical books developed and were transmitted, and recognizing how interpretation has shifted across time and communities. As a result, the SBL Study Bible functions both as a readable Bible and as a portable academic companion for study, teaching, and informed discussion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a scholarly approach built for broad readership. A defining feature of the SBL Study Bible is its commitment to mainstream academic methods while remaining approachable for non-specialists. It is structured to help readers ask the kinds of questions scholars routinely explore. Who wrote this text? When and for what audience? What literary genre is it using and how does that shape meaning? What social and political pressures may have influenced the material? Instead of treating the Bible as a single, uniform work, the study tools highlight that it is a library of diverse writings produced over many centuries. This orientation can be especially helpful for readers who have encountered only devotional commentary, because it frames interpretation as an ongoing conversation rather than a settled set of answers. The notes and essays tend to clarify terminology and provide context for contested issues, such as the formation of biblical canons, the nature of prophecy and apocalyptic writing, and the relationship between history and theological storytelling. By presenting scholarship in clear, guided explanations, the book supports informed reading, critical thinking, and respectful dialogue across differing convictions. Secondly, historical and cultural context for every biblical book. The SBL Study Bible places strong emphasis on the world behind the text. Readers are guided through key historical periods and cultural settings that shaped biblical literature, from ancient Israel and Judah to exilic and post-exilic communities, and into the Hellenistic and Roman eras that frame much of the New Testament. Study notes commonly draw attention to ancient law collections, royal ideology, temple practices, economic realities, and the day-to-day concerns of ordinary people. This matters because many passages assume knowledge of social customs, geography, or political arrangements that modern readers lack. Context also helps prevent anachronistic interpretations, such as reading modern ideas of nationhood, ethnicity, or individualism back into ancient texts. By introducing relevant archaeological and comparative evidence in digestible form, the study materials can help readers see why certain themes recur, why some conflicts are so intense, and why particular metaphors or ritual language carried persuasive power. The result is a Bible reading experience that is less abstract and more grounded in real communities and historical pressures, improving comprehension even when readers disagree with scholarly conclusions. Thirdly, literary design, genre, and how meaning is shaped. Another important topic emphasized by the SBL Study Bible is the Bible as literature. Biblical books employ a wide range of genres, narrative cycles, court history, poetry and lament, wisdom instruction, legal materials, prophetic oracles, gospels, letters, and apocalyptic visions. Each genre carries different expectations about how language works and what counts as a claim. Study notes can help readers notice repeated motifs, structural patterns, parallel scenes, and rhetorical strategies that guide interpretation. For example, narrative may convey theology through characterization and plot rather than through direct argument, while poetry may rely on imagery and parallelism rather than literal description. Attention to genre can also clarify why some texts feel contradictory when read flatly, yet make sense when recognized as voices in conversation across time. This approach encourages readers to slow down and ask how a passage is constructed, what it is trying to evoke, and how it functions within a larger composition. By teaching basic literary observation, the Study Bible equips readers to read more carefully, whether they are preparing a lesson, writing a paper, or simply trying to understand what they are encountering on the page. Fourthly, textual history, translation decisions, and interpretive options. The SBL Study Bible also supports readers in understanding that the Bible has a complex textual and translational history. Ancient manuscripts differ, and modern editions rely on textual criticism to evaluate variants and reconstruct the most plausible earlier forms of the text. Study notes often alert readers to significant differences across manuscript traditions and to places where translation requires judgment calls. This is valuable because many theological and ethical debates hinge on how key terms, idioms, or ambiguous phrases are rendered in English. By pointing out alternate readings or interpretive possibilities, the book helps readers distinguish between what the text clearly states and where uncertainty remains. It also encourages intellectual honesty. Some issues are not settled by a single verse, and some passages have been understood in multiple ways across communities and centuries. For students and teachers, this topic is especially practical because it models how to discuss the Bible with precision, citing evidence rather than relying on assumptions. For general readers, it can deepen confidence by showing the care involved in producing reliable translations and by explaining why footnotes and variants matter for responsible interpretation. Lastly, study tools that support learning, teaching, and long-term reference, beyond notes on individual passages, the SBL Study Bible typically functions as a compact learning system. Book introductions provide orientation to authorship questions, historical setting, major themes, and interpretive challenges, helping readers know what to look for before they start. Maps and geographical aids clarify journeys, empires, and regional relationships that are otherwise hard to visualize. Timelines and charts situate events and writings within broader historical frameworks, reducing confusion about sequence and overlap. Thematic essays can connect recurring issues such as covenant, law, worship, empire, exile, wisdom, messianism, and early Christian community formation. These tools make the book useful in multiple settings: personal study, classroom assignments, small group discussion, sermon preparation, and interfaith conversation. They also help readers develop transferable skills, such as comparing parallel accounts, tracing a theme across different books, and distinguishing primary text from later interpretation. Because the Society of Biblical Literature is associated with academic standards and wide scholarly participation, the overall package is well suited for readers who want a reference they can return to repeatedly, growing in understanding over time rather than consuming commentary once and moving on. In conclusion, the SBL Study Bible is best suited for readers who want a well-resourced Bible that reflects contemporary academic scholarship without requiring a graduate degree. It can serve university students in religious studies, clergy, and lay teachers who need reliable background, and general readers who want to understand the Bible beyond familiar devotional summaries. Its practical benefit is clarity. Historical context reduces confusion. Genre awareness improves interpretation, and attention to textual and translation issues helps readers evaluate claims they encounter in sermons, media, or debates. Over time, these tools can strengthen critical thinking, deepen empathy for ancient communities, and foster more informed conversations across denominations and even across religions. Compared to many study Bibles that lean toward a particular doctrinal tradition, this one is worth buying for its broad scholarly orientation and its emphasis on evidence-based explanation. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want a reference they can cite in academic or serious discussion, while still enjoying a readable, guided experience. If you want a study Bible that prioritizes context, method, and interpretive transparency, this edition offers strong long-term value. If you would like to support Society of Biblical Literature, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.